ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवे सरस्वते व्यासम् ततो जयम् मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यम् सेवया भगवते तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कांटो चैप्टर 14 The Forest of Enjoyment, Text 26. Kochin Mitho Vyavaharan Yat Machit Anibhyo Kak काकिनिकः मात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत् किञ्चित् वा विद्वेषम् इति वित्तसाक्षात् कोचिनाथो व्यवहारं यत्किञ्चित् धनं भोवा काकिनिकमात्रम् अपि अपहरं यत्किञ्चित् वा विद्वेषम् एति वित्तसाक्षात् व्यवहारं यत् धनमात्रम् अपहरणं यत्किञ्चिद्वा विद्वेषम् एति वित्तसाक्षात् कुचिन्मिथो व्यवहरणं यत्किञ्चित् धनम् अन्यभ्युवाकाकिनिकमात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत्किञ्चित् वा विद्वेषम् एति वित्तसाक्षात् प्लीज रिपीट कुचिन्मिथ व्यवहारं यत्किञ्चित् धनम् अन्येभ्यो वा काकिनिकमात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत्किञ्चित् वा धनम् अन्येभ्यो वा काकिनीकमात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत्किञ्चिद् वा विद्वेषमेति वित्तसाध्यात् क्वचिन्मिथो व्यवहरन् यत्किञ्चित् धनम् अन्येभ्यो वा काकिनीकमात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत्किञ्चिद् वा विद्वेषमेति वित्तसाध्या मदर्स क्वचिन् मिथो व्यवहरन् यत्किञ्चित् धनम् अन्येभ्यो वा काकिनीकमात्रम् अपि अपहरन् यत्किञ्चिद् वा विद्वेषमेति वित्तसाध्यात् वर्ड मीनिंग क्वचित् समटाइम्स मिथः विथ वन अनदर व्यवहारं ट्रेडिंग यत्किञ्चित् व्हाट एवर लिटिल बिट धनम् मनी अन्येभ्यो फ्रॉम अदर्स बा और काकिनीका मात्रम ए वेरी स्मॉल अमाउंट 20 कौरीज अपि सडनली अपहरण टेकिंग अवे बाय चीटिंग यत्किंचित whatever small amount ba or vidvesham iti creates enmity vitta sakhyat because of cheating translation and purport by divine grace abhay charna arvinda bhakti vedanta swami srila prabhupad srila prabhupad ki jai Translation. As far as transactions with money are concerned, if one person cheats another by a farthing or less, they become enemies. Purport. This is called samsara davanala. Even in ordinary transactions between two people, there is invariably cheating. Because the conditioned soul is defective in four ways. He is illusioned, he commits mistakes, his knowledge is imperfect, and he has a propensity to cheat. Unless one is liberated from material conditioning, these four defects must be there. Consequently, every man has a cheating propensity. Which is employed in business or money transactions. Although two friends may be living peacefully together, due to their propensity to cheat, they become enemies when there is a transaction between them. A philosopher accuses an economist of being a cheater, and an economist may accuse a philosopher of being a cheater. when he comes in contact with money. In any case, this is the condition of material life. One may profess a high philosophy, but when one is in need of money, he becomes a cheater. In this material world, so-called scientists, philosophers, and economists are nothing but cheaters in one way or another. The scientists are cheaters because they present so many bogus things in the name of science. They propose going to the moon, but actually they end up cheating the entire public of large sums of money for their experiments. They cannot do anything useful unless one can find a person transcendental to the four basic defects. One should not accept advice and become a victim of the material condition. The best process is to take the advice and instructions of Sri Krishna or his bona fide representative. In this way, one can be happy in this life and the next. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati So Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnamhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Saavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kochim Mitho Vyavaharam Yat Kinchit Dhanam Annibhyova Kakinika Matram Api apaharan yat kinchit va vidvesam eti vita satyat. As far as transactions with money are concerned, If one person cheats another by a farthing or less, they become enemies. So, in money matter, Srila Prabhupada never believe anyone. Just like this Bhagavatam sloka is also telling. There is Prabhupada's house, and Prabhupada always keeps the treasury key with him. He never give the treasury key to anyone. He has treasury. And even he goes to bathroom, he takes his key with him. One time there was no one in his room, only his secretary, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, was there, and Prabhupada went to take a bath inside, and he was taking bath, but that day he has forgotten to take his treasury key. Then he was just half bathed, then he just came out with wearing a towel and just took his key and again went inside. Then after he came and he changed his clothes and put tilak. Then Tamalakshmi Maharaj asked him, "Prabhupada, no one is here. Only I am sitting here, and you don't have faith on us?" Prabhupada told, "No. As an acharya, I have to teach you. You must learn that you don't keep faith on anyone on matter of money transaction. For a conditioned soul who has these four defects, as Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, he is illusion, he commits mistakes, his knowledge is imperfect, and he has a propensity to cheat. So, for a conditioned soul, money is sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. This is the materialistic world. In materialistic life, everyone likes money. Everyone, even when there is how Lakshmi Devi appeared, when there is churning of milk vasan, and when Lakshmi appeared from in a course of their churning, everyone wants Lakshmi. Everyone, just even including Lord Shiva, Brahma, all the demigods, they are always, everyone is very much anxious to have Lakshmi. But Lakshmi has to select someone as her husband. So she took garland and just moving everyone, he find mistakes with everyone. Finally he came in front of Lord Narayan, where is Lord, the Supreme Lord was sitting. But he was just calm and quiet sitting. Then Lakshmi told, "This person has one defect also. I am so much anxious to accept him as my husband. But he has no desire. He is just neutral for sitting here. Everyone wants me, but he did not. He is just sitting calm and quiet." So, in this way, we can see Lakshmi is only for the service of Narayan. She is not for anyone's service. She is also known as Chanchala. She never stay in one place. Always fluctuates. She change her place, one place to other. But still, everyone wants to grab Lakshmi. Everyone wants Lakshmi. Who did not like Lakshmi? But we must remember Lakshmi is only for the service of Narayan. That's why Srila Prabhupada is very strict also in account system. He is very strict on money account. Even when this Samadhi construct or this temple construction was going on, this Krishna Balaram temple construction was going on, and Surabhi Swami, who was that time he was looking after this construction, Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Srila श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जाए, प्रभुपाद की जाए. सो देयर सम प्रभुपाद वाज इन बॉम्बे, दे नीड सम मनी फॉर कंस्ट्रक्शन. सो सुरोगी स्वामी वेंट टू बॉम्बे फॉर गेटिंग मनी फ्रॉम गेट अ चेक फ्रॉम प्रभुपाद. सो प्रभुपाद ही साइन ऑन द चेक. Then that time bank was not here. Bank was in Louis Bazar. Prabhupada asked this check as, okay, if I will give this check to you, then what I will do? Then he told, I will go to bank in Louis Bazar to deposit the check in Louis Bazar. So how much you will spend going and coming? Prabhupada, that time 1 rupee, maybe riksha, the 2 rupees. Prabhupada told, if I will transfer directly from this bank to Vrindavan Bank, then maybe 10 paisa. So why I will give a check to you? You spend 2 rupees. Prabhupada did not give him check. So Prabhupada was very strict in money accounting. And so that's why Prabhupada is telling, in this material world, everyone is cheater in his purport. Even a philosopher is cheater, a scientist is cheater, economist is cheating, everyone is cheating, everyone is, because they are conditioned soul. Every conditioned soul has this cheating propensity. That's why Prabhupada is writing that unless one is liberated from material conditioning, these 4 defects must be there. Consequently, every man has a cheating propensity, which is employed in business or money transactions. So, we must be very careful in dealings with money. That is, because also one can conquer lust. Lust means also, especially the sex desires or attraction to the opposite sex, but still kama, and you can conquer the krodha also, anger, but lobha, the third person, third thing, is greediness or lauliyam. That is very difficult to conquer. There are nice stories. One time one king, he declared that, I have one question. If anyone can give a proper answer and also analyze logically that his answer is correct, then I will give him 10 crores of rupees as a gift, or maybe those days there was golden coins. So there was one retired headmaster, retired school teacher. He has so many responsibilities. One of such responsibilities was to give her daughter in marriage. So he was in need of him, lump sum amount of money. So he thought, okay, if I can find the answer to this question, what is the question? Who is the father of sinful activities? Father of sin. Father of sin. Father of sin, or something. So he was thinking and just walking, just misminded, and walking. Then in the roadside, there are some prostitutes. They were there, a brothel, and prostitutes are sitting on the front side in a baranda. The leader of the prostitutes, he saw that this pandit, this is a learned person, and why he is so looking so morose, thinking something. So one of the leader prostitute told one prostitute, go and ask this Panditji, why he is so much thoughtful? What, any problem? We can solve his problem. The Panditji became very angry. He told, no, this prostitute, what answer they can give? Still they beg, okay, Panditji, please tell us. Then Panditji told, okay, this is my question. Can you give answer? Who is the father of sin? The leader told, yes, but you have to stay 15 days. Panditji become very angry. I have to stay with prostitutes. Impossible. But the person will have patience. Panditji, we are not telling you to stay with us, but we will make a cottage for you, about maybe 2 kilometers away from here, and you stay there peacefully alone on the bank of river, and we will supply your ingredients, your grains and whatever you need. You cook yourself and you offer to your sagram and you take your prasad. We are not telling to stay with us here. Then Panditji now agreed. Okay, I will get answer. Then 1 week the Panditji was cooking and eating very nice, everything was going nicely. After 1 week, the prostitute sent one message. Tell Panditji, the saintly persons, they are very compassionate, and I want to just cook 1 day prasadam for him and feed him in my own hand. If Panditji agree, when this message comes to Panditji, Panditji becomes so angry. I have to leave now from this place. I am going. I will curse these prostitutes. They just become angry. Then the prostitute leader sent message, sending some gold coins, 100 gold coins. Told, you saw this Pandit in front of him, this gold coins. Tell Panditji, his village is far away from here. No one knows that he is staying here, and his friends, no one knows except us. Tell Panditji, if just agree to eat our cooking, then he will get, this is as what? Dakshina. 100 gold coins. Just saw Panditji in front of him. 100 gold coins. So, next time again another person went there, or prostitute went there, then he saw our leader prostitute told, if you just one time eat her cooking, then she gave me to show you, this is the 100 gold coins you are getting in Dakshina. Now the Panditji told, okay, let me think for some time. Then Panditji was meditating, 100 gold coin I am going to get. After thinking for some time, then he told, okay, I am agreed. So the leader prostitute came and she cooked very nice prasadam, and then Panditji, after doing his puja and everything, came to sit for taking prasad. Then as he was sitting, then prostitute had just kept the whole prasadam plate in front of him. And Panditji was chanting in Mahaprasada Govinda, the prostitute took the plate away. Then Panditji, what are you doing? I am so hungry. You are playing with me. The prostitute told, no, Panditji, I am going to give answer to your question. Who is the father of sin? Because you are a very learned Pandit and you know all Shastras, you know as a Brahmana, a Pandit should not eat from the hand of a prostitute. So now this is a sinful activity, and why you are agreed to eat from my hand? Because of this 100 gold coin. So now you understand who is the father of sin. Father of sin is money. Money is sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. Everyone likes money. That's why only a Krishna bhakta, if someone is a pure devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, then he can overcome this desire. But when he accepts money, he uses it only for Krishna service. Bhakti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakali, asant. Krishna bhakta, niskam, atayeva, sant. Otherwise, those bhaktis, those who have material desires, so many fruitive desires to enjoy their senses, and those who even have desire for sajuja mukti, and those who have even the siddhis, kamis, those who want different siddhis, they are always disturbed in mind. only a devotee of Krishna who is fully surrendered to Krishna and Guru, he can be very peaceful. In any condition, he will not disturb. But sometimes, a Krishna Bhakta also wants money. But he wants money for service of Krishna. He has nothing to do for his own sense gratification. He knows that money is only for Krishna's service. Sometimes some Mayavadi sannyasis, in one religious conference there was a representative, Mayavadi representative, he told, my Guru Maharaj is so detached, he's such a detached person. Even if you put a mount of gold in front of him, he will not look at it. Just consider he is just, like sands or some stones, not care for this. Just go away from there. But for a Vaishnava sannyasi, if you ask Prabhupada to get this mount of gold, Prabhupada told this is not sufficient. The whole money in this material world, this world is belongs to Krishna. Give me whole money. I can utilize it in service of Krishna. So that's why money never harms a liberated person who is free from these four defects of a conditioned soul. That's why Prabhupada is telling, but in this modern world, everyone is a cheater. A philosopher accuses an economist, big cheater, and an economist may accuse a philosopher of being a cheater. When he comes in contact with money, and even Prabhupada wrote, even the scientists are cheaters because they are present so many bogus things in the name of science. They propose going to moon, but actually they end up cheating the entire public, because we know when this first the Russia sent this as a rockets. What is telling? Sputnik to moon. Prabhupada was that time in Radha Damodar temple. He immediately wrote a book. Is he journey to other planets? Most of you read this book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, and Prabhupada criticized the scientists. They're simply cheating the peoples. And nowadays there is another India sent a Sputnik to Mars planet. They're successful. They're thinking we have reached Mars planets. Just like those Russia claimed now in moon planet and others also sending. But Prabhupada told, according to our Shastra, according to Bhagavad Gita, they never reached moon planet. They may be somewhere else. And they're telling there is no one is there. This is just empty planet. And there is no water, no air, all these things. But according to our calculation, Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, moon planet is even a higher planet than sun planet. Very pious peoples, they reach that planet. But scientists, they are thinking they can see everything with this eyes that is in this material body. Everything cannot be seen by this eyes. And even now this Indian scientists, they send this Sputnik to Mars planet. There is advertisement that to sell land in Mars planets, and it is a message that I heard someone from yesterday, the six peoples in India, they purchased land in Mars planet. They spent a heavy amount of money they gave to government to have some land on Mars planet. And they were planning, if there is no air, even no water, they will take everything from here. Air, water, and then they built a house and they think this is very glorious. to stay in Mars planet. So this is simply illusion. This is that's why Prabhupada is very heavy in his purport. In last person he told, the scientists are cheaters because they are present so many bogus things. They propose to go to moon, but actually they end up in cheating the entire public of large sums of money for their expenses, experiments. They cannot do anything useful unless one can find a person transcendental to the four basic defects. One should not accept advice and become a victim of the material condition. From whom one should accept advice? One, the best process is to take advice and instructions from Bhagavad Gita, that is spoken by Krishna, or his bona fide representatives. In this way, one can be happy in this life and the next. In this connection, there is a story also. One must take advice from a liberated soul, otherwise there will be a problem. We may think we have so many friends, we can take advice from anyone we know. This is not recommended. One has to take advice from a liberated soul. Then he will show you the proper path. Otherwise, one may be renounce everything. One story that one person, he renounced everything. And he was thinking that whole life I may dedicate for doing my bhajan, devotional service, and he was chanting the whole day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, sitting underneath a tree in a parikrama marg. And I saw also some example, a practical example. One devotee is staying here, and he was a new bhakta in this temple. And after some time he thought, no, this ISKCON, there is not so much. People are not doing bhajan, this is only doing some physical service. What is this? I must dedicate my life bhajan. And he went and just in parikrama marg, he was sitting underneath a tree and he was chanting whole day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he was imitating even Madhavendrapuri, not going to beg, not do Madhavpuri, Ajachita Bhuti. He was taking bath in Jamuna and sitting and chanting. Then some Brajavasi gave something and then a drink. But now I saw this devotee has, now he become a crorepati, having so many, he has a big house and so many. Definitely he has got some advice from a wrong person. Just like the story is said. One, the saintly person, he is only wearing one kaupin. One kaupin, he was completely bare, his body was completely bare, he was not wearing anything except a kaupin and chanting name. So when he goes to take bath in Jamuna, then he was taking a bath. That time he became naked and kept, after washing the kaupin, put in Jamuna sand. And he waited on the water up until this kaupin get dried. Then after he come and wear the kaupin, then come and then chant again Hare Krishna. One day one rich person came from Delhi and he saw this Baba is only one kaupin. He's suffering within water. So he went to market and got two big, nice, new cloth. He made nice kaupins made of new cloths and told Baba, please accept this kaupins. Took this kaupins. And his spiritual master also gave him one Gita, also reading same time every day. So then he became very happy. He told, okay. He gave some blessing, then took two kaupins. And where he was staying underneath the tree, there is a hollow, and he kept these kaupins there. And there was a rat was living within this hollow of the tree. And the rat makes some holes, cut the kaupin just in the middle. So he could not wear the kaupin. Next day after taking bath, when he was bringing a new kaupin, I saw there is a hole. Oh, he become disturbed. That same time there's someone going in parikrama, some upadhyaya, told, Baba, what happened? Then he told, okay. this rat make a hole in my cloth, and also some person of Gita inside also he cut the Gita. What to do now? He was a materialist person, he told. He also old friend before he became saintly person. He told, okay, why were you there? Is my rat is disturbing. Keep a mouse. No, sorry, keep a cat. Following his advice, he kept cat then. Then he was starting his Hare Krishna, that cat just doing parikrama of the scent, just sound and meow, meow, and also looking to his body. And he told, oh, this cat is now disturbing my bhajan. Next day, this same person came in this way, told, oh, you told me keep this cat, now this cat is also disturbing. Told, wow, you keep a cow? So in this way he kept a cow. He kept a cow, then cow also without food, how can cow survive? Cow also shouted, no, humma, humma, when he need food. This all disturbed the cow, told, okay, now cow is giving milk and cat is drinking now also, it's peaceful. But this cow also making so big sound. The next day the man told, okay, why you are so much bothering? You keep one coward boy, he will take the cow, charge, take care of the cows and his her food, everything. You do your bhajan. Then he bring one coward boy and he was taking care. But he took the cow. They had the cows and took the forests or some fields. Then the midday the coward boy came. Oh Baba, please give me my food. I cannot take care of these cows in my empty stomach. I need some food. So he started shouting. So then another this friend came, then he told, I am following your advice and you giving every time I am getting problem. He told, okay, why you are so much, you just get married. Bring one wife in your house, then wife will take care of everything. Then you will do your bhajan very peacefully. So finally what happened? He became a grihastha, become a married person. He was detached everything and finally became a married person. And after few years, his spiritual master, after 20 years, moving in different parts of India, and he came to Vrindavan to see where is my that renounced disciple. Then he came. He asked the Vajvasi, he could not find. He told, oh, your disciple is, look, this big building is his building. And the disciple are surrounding with his wife and so many children. Seeing his spiritual master just come to pay obeisance, the spiritual master was just telling what happened, how it is all this happened. He told Guruji, this is my Gita or Sansar. You gave me Gita for reading, and the one rich person gave me Kaupin, and he told whole story to his spiritual master. Then he was repenting very much. So in this way, Prabhupada is suggesting that don't take advice from a materialistic person or a conditioned soul who is not liberated from the conditioning of these four defects of a conditioned soul. You must take advice from Lord Sri Krishna or his pure representative. Krishna, when he is creating this material world, he put a signboard also there. Dukkhalayam aswasatam anityam asukha lokam. And we forget to see the signboard. You may try your best to become happy in this material world. It is not possible. Krishna is, we created this material world, he put the signboard. Dukkhalayam aswasatam. This is full of miseries and it's temporary. Imam prapya bhajasaman. So mavadar, if you came to this material world, your duty is to perform devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this material world, no one can be believed in matter of money or anything which is for our sense gratification. Specifically, these two items, money and women. This is Prabhupada told in Hindi lecture, they are like Dilli ki laddu. One who eats Dilli ki laddu, he also suffered, and who did not yet tested the laddu, he also hankering. Everyone is thinking, oh, I get some money and get beautiful woman, I become so happy. And those have already, they also suffer. You are thinking, how many problems for me? This chapter is in before verse there, it is described how the family members there, just surrounding like jackals and just like that, they are simply exploiting. So, in this way, Prabhupada is giving us suggestion, get surrendered at the lotus feet of a pure devotee and take advice from him. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. Take shelter under the lotus feet of such a person who has seen the truth, who is a liberated person, who is a pure devotee of Lord, like Srila Prabhupada, and follow his instructions. Then you can gradually improve in the path of devotion. So time is about 2-3 minutes is left. Any question or comments? Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes.
Become attached to Krishna.
How can one give up his material attachment and attach to Krishna? This question?
How can you transfer your meditation on material enjoyment
to
Krishna?
That is Prabhupada giving the solution. You have to find some liberated person and take shelter of him and follow his guidance. By following the guidance of him, spiritual master. Adau Guru Padasraya. For beginning is spiritual life is from taking shelter of a spiritual master and then follow his instructions. Get initiated and follow his instructions. The whole success of spiritual life is Prabhupada told again and again. The sacred is simply Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Kariya Aikya Arana Kariya Mane Asa. Prabhupada told that is only secret in success in spiritual life. So you have to follow someone. You have to not follow your mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Mana je pagala maro, my mind is mad. Namane sasana jade achetana. You are not following my instructions. The mind is so heavy, king of all senses. But we have to beat all with the mind. In Bhaktivinoda Sutra Thakur says, 3 times a day, with boots or with brooms, just beat your mind. I don't want to listen. Mind, I don't want to listen to you. I have to listen to my spiritual master. Whatever he has instruction given to me, I have to follow this. Even example is given, this big elephant, such a strong animal. But still, he was always fearful. In the hand of the elephant driver, he was always fearful because of seeing this. Similarly, you have to chastise mind. I don't want to listen to you. I have to listen to my spiritual master. This is by following your spiritual master strictly, then you can conquer everything. You can become conqueror of the material energy. Or mind, you can conquer everything. That is only secret. That's why Prabhupada gave us to remember this in Mangala Arati, in Guru Ashtakam, every day chant Jasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasadat, Jasya Prasadat, Nagati Gutoti. Again, you have to chant Guru Vandana. Gaudiya Mathas, they don't chant Sansarda Vanala Prayer in Mangala Arati. They chant something else. But in Iskand, Prabhupada gave, you have to chant Sansarda Vanala to remember what is the secret of success in spiritual life. Again in Guru Puja. Siguru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Only secret. There is no other way. So in this way, that is what Prabhupada gives also in concluding line, that this is the only solution. You have to take shelter of a liberated soul. Okay? Hare Krishna.